Here we go.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
I guess I'm getting the vibe here that a lot of people had these lofty dreams and no one lived up to them.
I get that feeling too.
Oh, it's so good to laugh again.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Jeez, James Hetfield, not only does he have the neck tattoo, he's got the job stoppers.
He does have the job stoppers. The tattoos on the hands?
Yeah.
Some people can really pull those off.
Oh, I know. I would not be one of those people.
No. Hands or neck. If I walked in here with a neck tattoo tomorrow, everyone would be looking at me weird.
Do you think?
Yeah. You need a certain level of swagger and cool to pull off a neck tattoo that...
And it's...
Well, do I have it? No.
Yeah. No. I don't know. Like, you're committing at that point.
Yes, you are.
I think. Like, there's no going back. Like, you can't reinvent yourself with the neck tattoo.
No.
You can't go from bad boy to bank manager. Like, if you decide one day you want to swing that far...
Yeah, you better be sure. If you're getting that neck tattoo when you're 23 years old, you better be sure that by age 43 or 53 that, I don't know, maybe it won't come back to haunt you a little bit.
I saw a couple of women, and I often think about them, and it was when the Fort McMurray fires were, and everybody had been evacuated, and I saw these two women, and they both had fresh, you could tell they were fresh, giant, like the shape of Alberta, on their necks, and it said Alberta Strong.
Oh, boy.
I wonder how that worked out for them.
Oh, boy. I mean, even when I see those, like, as stickers on cars now, I'm like, wow, that's been on there for a long time.
Yeah.
That was years ago.
And it was devastating, but, like, I just think that tattoo, do you want that constant reminder right there on your throat?
Yeah, was the neck the place to go with that one? I don't know. To each their own.
But poor, like, James Hetfield, though, from Metallica, what if Metallica doesn't work out for him?
Yeah, I'm worried about him.
You know, now he's got that neck tattoo, he's got the job stoppers, and he's got a new tattoo on his middle finger.
That's an interesting one. So James Hetfield, he just came out and said that he got a little bit of Lemmy from Motorhead, got a little bit of his ashes.
Yeah.
And they mixed it in with some black tattoo ink, and he got a tattoo on his middle finger to honor, I mean, Lemmy was a, he said without Lemmy, there'd be no Metallica.
Yeah.
So he has a lot of respect for Lemmy. And so he got like a, you know, it's a spade. Like,
yeah, like from Ace of Spades.
The Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades. That's
Man,
a good song.
Do we sound like Lemmy?
The Ace of Spades. Just like him.
Yeah.
Just like him. So he got this tattoo on his finger that's mixed with Lemmy's ashes. And on one hand, you're like, that is weird. But it is kind of a cool tribute to his idol.
Uh-huh.
But, assuming he doesn't need to get a job at a bank anytime soon.
Yeah. I mean, he does have this tour this summer, but if that doesn't work out.
Yeah, I'm worried about it. That Metallica money's got to run out sometime.
I know. But if you think about it, you used to bury your loved one's ashes, or you'd sprinkle them in the fishing hole where they like to fish.
I've always thought the distributing of the ashes to be just a weird thing that we did.
It is. Like, I don't know. I feel like if I don't want to be buried, I don't want this thing going into the ground, but I do want to be cremated, but I want my remains to be put in a spot where my loved ones can visit me. You can't visit grandma if she's been thrown in the ocean.
Yeah. That's a little odd. And I've seen enough of those videos where the wind is blowing the wrong direction and it just comes back right in their face.
Is there a super cut of those videos on YouTube somewhere? That's dark.
Spreading ashes fails.
Oh, I bet you there is.
And then when he sprinkled it in the river, all I can ever think of is like, he sprinkled grandpa's ashes on the river. Like a bunch of fish are eating it now.
Yeah. And oh my God, that kid is swimming.
Oh, yeah, and
downstream from Grandpa.
Downstream, there's a guy in there, you know, having a bath.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is he swimming with his eyes open? Now he's got Grandpa in his eyes. This just got really, really exceptionally dark. But then they modernized the whole sprinkling of the ashes thing. And for a while there, couldn't you have loved one's ashes shot into space?
Oh, yeah. They're getting creative with it.
You can also have them made into a...
Oh, into jewelry.
Jewelry or a diamond or something. I don't know if you can make a diamond, like, maybe.
I get it. I get that people want to, pay respects to their loved ones and send them off in the right fashion. I just always thought it was weird that we would go to a river in the mountains and dump ashes in it.
Yeah. Knowing that that person has never, ever been to a river in the mountains. They barely left their basement suite.
I've never handled a bag of human ashes before.
Neither have I.
But I always wonder, like, what if, like, you're dumping it out and just, like, a tooth falls out?
Oh, yeah.
Can that happen?
Should we have put a trigger warning at the beginning of this?
Am I crazy? I'm sure by trigger now they figured it out.
Yeah. I would hope. I just watched True Detective, the season with Jodie Foster.
Right, okay.
And there is a cremation scene, and I think they do sift it into the bag.
Oh, okay, so they do.
I think so.
I would think in the, hundred some years they've been doing it, they've figured out some stuff might not make it through.
I feel like we should stop talking now. I feel like we've made the audience cry.
You have questions? Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly have answers.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
What about this? Your grandpa was a gearhead.
Uh-huh.
So you go to Lube City and say, hey, can you sprinkle some ashes into that engine oil? Put it in your car?
The people at Lube City would say, no. Do you have any idea what that would do to your engine?
That's why they're the experts.
Yes. No, they would refuse that, for sure.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. But anyway, to find a location of Lube City, they're everywhere. Like, literally, where you're sitting right now, there's probably one within 20 feet of where you are.
I bet you they've changed people's oil, and they look in the back seat, and they see an urn.
Oh, for sure.
I bet you that happens.
People who work on cars probably see the craziest stuff.
Oh, boy.
Lube City should do a documentary about the weirdest thing they've ever seen in a car.
It would be horrifying.
Yeah, lubecity.ca. Go find a location near you.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
They're trapped in your phone. Forever.
There should be a Crime Stoppers line, but it should be for fashion crimes.
Like, oh, yeah, let's expand it.
Yeah, you could call in and go, yeah, my next door neighbor, he goes out in his backyard with no shirt on and just tidy whities. And then they come over and bust him for a fashion crime, and you get a $250 reward.
Hello, Fashion Crime Stoppers. I have a coworker who keeps wearing horizontal stripes, and he should not be.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
This came in early this morning. It was inspired by a text I read on the show yesterday, and I said, this should be a topic one day. Why don't you talk to your siblings anymore? Because we got this one. My brother would kill me if he finds out, but my dad is in his late 70s. His memory is failing. Every time my brother calls him, it's to borrow money, and my dad has a hard time keeping track of what he is owed, so I keep a spreadsheet for him, and I remind my dad when he has to collect. Sorry, brother. Anonymous.
Ooh, but then financial tensions.
Yeah, I got this one. Said, hey, you were talking about why you don't speak to your siblings. I don't speak to my sister after she called Crime Stoppers on my dad a number of years ago. He ended up going to jail for a couple of months. Theft over? Is that a theft over $5,000? Is that a charge or something?
I think so.
And it was all because of her. The weird part is that her and my dad still talk. He's forgiven her, but I don't talk to her.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's weird.
That's pretty juicy. That has everything.
I know.
I wonder if she got a sweet reward out of the Crime Stoppers tip, too.
Oh, yeah. When you narc out your dad, do you get the reward money? Huh. Has anyone actually gotten Crime Stoppers money?
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
My dream is still to be in a Crime Stoppers crime reenactment.
Me too. Bad guys or good guys. I want to be a bad guy.
I want to be the bad boy.
Me too. Because I sort of look the part, bad boy. So if you're ever hiring for Crime Stoppers reenactment actors, Bryce and I, we have our hands up right now.
If I can't be an actor, I would love to have to call in a tip.
Ooh.
That'd be so... I'd feel so alive, you know? Like, hello, police? I have a tip.
I don't want to read this person's first name, but it says, I received Crime Stoppers money.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's juicy.
Do they pay good?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
What kind of money are we talking?
Do you want me to write back or should I just ask on the radio?
Is it more heinous the crime, the better the cash payout?
What kind of money we talking about?
Are you going to be sitting around a poker table in Vegas and everyone's talking about how they made their money? Like in real estate, investing. You'll be like Crime Stoppers.
Oh, yes. This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Wow. Have you ever called Crime Stoppers? What kind of money did you get?
That's my dream. As much as I know snitches get stitches.
Well, yeah, they do.
I do want some of that sweet, sweet Crime Stoppers money.
Would you rather have Crime Stoppers money by snitching on somebody, or would you rather be a Crime Stoppers actor?
Oh, man.
Because I don't think you get paid for being a Crime Stoppers actor.
I'd probably do actor first, because that could launch me to stardom. Next thing you know, I'm in Quentin Tarantino's next movie.
Do you think that's how it works?
Yeah, because he saw me hold up a convenience store in Fox Creek, Alberta.
Fake curb stomp somebody.
That could be my rocket to the moon.
That's going
to
go on your reel. Lauren texted and said, my dad was one of the Crime Stoppers reenactment actors. He was one of the bad guys. If I ever get to be in a Crime Stoppers reenactment, I will probably get stills made of me and I will put those all over my house. Like giant, probably 6 foot tall, 3 foot wide prints of my stills from my Crime Stoppers reenactment.
When the day came that I was 6 feet underground, you know what I'm saying?
That'll be on your funeral program.
I'd want it, a television screen installed on my headstone.
Uh-huh.
That just played my Crime Stoppers scene on a loop. This is who he was.
I received 25. This is not me. This is a text. I received $2,500 for narking on my neighbor's son. He was wanted for multiple drug charges and illegal firearm possession. He had evaded police for a couple of years until 12-year-old me moved in next. A 12-year-old with 2,500 Crime Stopper dollars? Wow.
That's pretty good. That's more than I would have thought.
Somebody else said, oh, this person had texted in and said that they got Crime Stoppers money. And I had asked, how much was it? They wrote back, $150 each time. Two separate occasions on the same coworker.
Ooh, snitching on the same person twice. Man,
what were they doing? Stealing toner cartridges? What did you? I need the rest of the details here. This person keeps putting their name on their texts, and I'm not reading their name on the radio because
for safety's sake.
For safety, I'm concerned about your safety.
Yeah.
Anyway. The topic of conversation this morning is now snitches get stitches.
Someone just pointed out that we live in Canada where stitches are free, so I'm snitching all day.
Wow. Nice.
150. The fact that person got paid twice for snitching, I would have thought you snitch once and that's it.
Yeah.
They went back for round two and got paid twice.
Oh, man. Everyone's been hit with inflation except Crime Stopper dollars. I don't know. $2,500 seems okay to me.
And I wonder if it is. The worse the crime, the bigger the payday.
Maybe.
For the snitch.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
You know the person we were talking about. Has anybody ever collected Crime Stoppers money? I can't believe how many people said, oh, yeah. One person said not once, but twice. They collected $150. Crime Stoppers money by ratting out their coworker.
The same person they snitched on twice and got paid twice.
And they keep texting their first name. And I'm like, I keep saying, I'm not going to say your name on the radio. But then they just wrote back again because we asked, what was the crime? Like, how did you get this money? And they said, please don't be concerned for my safety. This person's name is Todd. Our coworker was a complete moron. He got a DUI one weekend, came to work to brag about it. We were like, wait, didn't you just drive to work today? So we sent it in. We waited every day after work to watch the police pull him over. It took a week. Finally, they showed up and caught him. In order to pick up your Crime Stoppers money, they just give you a secret word and you go to I'm not going to say which bank, but you go into blank bank. You ask for the manager, tell them the secret word, and they hand you cash. We used that money to buy lunches at work, and we would thank our coworker for the lunch. He had no idea what we were talking about. He had his truck impounded and then started driving his girlfriend's car. Guess what we did again? It was a fun way to pass the time at work.
Okay, that's how you got the money twice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is fun. That's dramatic. That gets the whole office together. Common enemy.
Bryce, you raised a good point backstage, though, when you and I were discussing this. You said, what if the secret word they give you is super racist or vulgar?
What if you have to walk into that bank and then you have to say, you have to say something horrifically offensive?
Do you just not collect your money or do you go say the horrifically offensive thing?
Maybe the Crime Stopper starts doing that. Yeah, so people don't collect the money. They can save a bit of scratch. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah.
It would be funny, though. Like, I would feel like such a badass if I walked into a bank and just walked up to the manager and went, asparagus. And then they just hand me an envelope and I walk away.
Yeah, an unmarked envelope with dirty money in it.
Radish.
I told you about the one day, right, that I was sitting in my office here and the receptionist came to my office and they said, there's somebody here to see you. And I'm like, well, I'm not expecting anyone. Who is it? And she said, he won't tell me.
Ooh.
So I went out into the lobby and this guy just looked at me. I can't remember what the word was, but he said a word. Like he said, I don't know, hamburger. Just one word. And I just stared at him like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he turned around and he just laughed.
He got spooked.
That was it. And then I do remember talking about that thing on the radio at the time, and somebody said he probably thought that you were the Crime Stoppers guy.
Wow.
Like he got punked.
I mean, our office is as bland and uninteresting as a bank.
It is.
So
yes.
Maybe he just mistook it for a bank.
Maybe he thought it was the bank. Yeah.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We were talking a few minutes ago about collecting your Crime Stoppers money. Ever called in a tip? They pay you in cash too. And apparently, people who have collected the cash said there's a certain bank that you go to. I won't say which one. You walk in there and you give them the secret code word that Crime Stoppers gives to you. And you say the code word to the teller and the teller gives you your cash in a plain envelope. Randy raises a good point here. What if you go to the bank and your code word is hold up? Bad choice of code words. I would hope they would never go with hold up. How about you? Ever collected any money? What was it for? Here on a segment called Snitches Get Stitches. Or Snitches Get Riches.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about people who have a PhD. And if you don't address them as doctor, they will dress you down.
I'll never forget it.
High school. I was a teacher, right?
Yeah, a biology teacher in the high school I went to was a doctor. I won't say his name, but...
Like a PhD doctor, right?
PhD. Like he had a PhD in biology.
Okay.
And one of my classmates one day referred to him as Mr. Whatever. And he actually said, I didn't spend all that time in university to be called Mr.
Ooh.
And you're like, whoa. I haven't forgot about that 20 years later.
It's weird. I mean, they've earned the title. They have. But I just don't know about the public dressing down of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with that. I was saying earlier, too, my dad has a PhD. And in his profession, they refer to him as Dr. Andrews. But I think if somebody called him Mr., he would never go, whoa, wait a minute. He would never call somebody out for that. It'd be weird, I think, and uncomfortable for everybody.
Does that count with honorary doctorates, too? No, if like the University of Alberta just wanted to, I don't know, give us an honorary doctorate, could we be referred to as doctors from here on out?
It'd be a weird flex, I think, if you insisted on it. Yeah, I don't know. An honorary doctorate, I don't think you get to call yourself doctor. I don't think.
Like, I'd want that on my passport.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, Dr. Kelly, welcome back to Canada.
Although, when you board a plane, do you want that pressure? Do you want that heaped on you in case there's, like, what if there's an emergency at 36,000 feet and you have to
That's
you have to walk back that doctor thing in front of 400 people and say, look, I'm an honorary doctor.
Someone texted that earlier. They're like, what about someone who has a PhD in math?
Yeah.
And they're on a plane and there's an emergency.
I know. What do you do?
Like, I'm a doctor, but...
Therefore, when I get my honorary PhD, my honorary doctorate, I will not go by Dr. Andrews. I will not.
How very humble.
Somebody said, my parents have this weird boundary issue where they call doctors by their first names. Doesn't matter who. Dentist, doctor, vet. I think my dad went on a fishing trip with a dentist once in the 80s, and it set the tone.
That's wow. Weird.
I would not, like, if I go to my dentist, I'll be like, hey, Dr. Fong, like, I would not call him by his first name.
I don't want to get too graphic here, but if you're kind of bent over a doctor's table and they're snapping on the latex gloves, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't want to be like, hey, what's going on back there, Kevin?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Gary, what are we doing today? Cool. How many knuckles are we going in?
Oh, man. Can I ask you to take off your Super Bowl ring? Kevin? Anyway, one of the guidance counselors. kind of got graphic.
That painted a picture.
Somebody said one of the guidance counselors at my high school previously worked at NASA and was a PhD. Great guy. Never flexed about how brilliant he was. He just wanted to help students find their path. Okay.
It's nice.
This person, okay, we need to talk about this. This person says, I don't love calling chefs chef. My ex-husband was a chef. He thought he was amazing. At best, he was average. Not as great as he thought.
Ooh.
I do miss his omelets, though. So answer me this. And I had no idea this was a thing in kitchens until I watched The Bear. How they address, yes, chef. Yes, chef. No, chef. Yes, chef. When you go out after work for drinks with the chef from the kitchen where you work, do you still have to call them chef? Or you can be like, hey, Jerry, pass me the salt. Like, are you allowed to do that?
I would hope the chef thing
stays in the kitchen where you work.
Stays in the kitchen, yeah. You leave it at the doorway.
Hmm.
But who knows?
Yeah, why do some occupations and professions have these weird name rules? And our profession does not. Like, I don't insist on being called anything.
No, it'd be weird if we did.
Yeah. Huh.
Somebody said, is doc an acceptable term for all doctors? I think so.
Hey, doc. What's up? That's old timey.
I like it.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I'm going to talk about something quickly. I went and spoke to our coworker this morning. You know, the one that lost the bet.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Now has to get a neck tattoo. You know that guy, right?
They're not really going to get a neck tattoo, are they?
Yeah, he said he is. So, I know. I went down to their... I walked into their studio just before 6 o'clock, and I'm like, hey, man. And I wanted to do the move where I put my arm around him, take him aside, and go, look, man, you don't need to do this. If you're going to get a neck tattoo, get one because you want a neck tattoo, not because you lost the bet. But I didn't. Instead, I said, hey, why don't you get a bow tie tattoo? And they all laughed. And I think I may have done more harm than good. Oh, it kind of backfired. I may have made it worse.
So you did the exact opposite of your intention.
And now I feel bad because I have no tattoos. And it's not that I don't like tattoos. It's because I can't think of anything I want on my body for the rest of my life. I change my mind about things all the time. And a neck tattoo, it's a high visibility tattoo. The hip tattoo, that's like a quiet country road tattoo. A neck tattoo is a high traffic 23rd Avenue Terwilliger Drive intersection sort of tattoo. Everyone's going to see it. So I just don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, once you start going north of the collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think down the line. It might feel cool in the moment, but down the line, could it cause you grief? Some people, no. For some people, it might.
I know. I always think to myself, you want to leave yourself room to reinvent yourself. One day you might want to, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with reinventing yourself, and that might kind of prevent you from doing that. So anyway, I think I made it worse. I've got to go talk to him again.
I was telling you yesterday, there's this guy, I've seen his videos online. He's like, he lives in the desert somewhere in the U.S. and he's like building a home by himself in there. Yes. And he's explaining his way through building a home, but he's completely, like, his face is completely tattooed, even tattooed his eyeballs.
That, how much does that hurt?
That's got to be unpleasant.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you go, this is all well and good. Because he's a young guy in his 20s, but it's just like 2 decades from now.
When the desert house doesn't work out.
Yeah, when the TikTok videos stop paying the bills and you need to get a job.
Yeah, what do you... You got to reinvent.
It's going to be a tough pivot.
Uh-huh.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Somebody just texted to... good morning, guys. When I went for my very first tattoo, I got a Black Panther done on my rib cage to represent my cat Bagheera from The Jungle Book. Anyway, when I got home from the tattoo shop, my boyfriend at the time informed me that he had just run over my cat. Oh, boy. Whew. Talk about bad timing. Bad, bad timing. That could not have gone any worse for you, your boyfriend, your cat, your rib cage.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast stay in the dumpster behind the building in the rail yard. Classy.